Last year, Vermont became the first state in the country to pass a climate superfund law, which lets the state go after major oil companies for damages from climate change. Now that law is being challenged in federal court, and here to talk about it with us is Vermont Public Climate and Environment reporter Abigail Giles. Hi.
Hi, Mary.
First off, can you refresh us on what exactly the Climate Superfund Act does?
Vermont's Climate Superfund Act is modeled after the federal Superfund program, in which the EPA cleans up polluted industrial sites and tries to get the companies that cause the contamination to foot the bill. Under Vermont's law, the state treasurer will work with climate scientists to tally up what climate change has cost Vermont since the mid-1990s. Then the state attorney general is tasked with presenting the biggest fossil fuel companies in the world with a bill for their share, based on how much each company's products, like gasoline and fuel oil, have contributed to climate change globally.
Will Vermont have to prove that they broke the law?
No, here's a key thing. This law is not about proving the companies broke the law. It's about the legal idea that if a company knows its products cause harm to the public and to the environment and continues to sell and profit off of them, then it should pay to clean up that harm. And again, there's already examples of this in existing policy. The U.S. has done this at the federal level with chemical contaminants since the 1980s. And as the daunting costs of adapting to climate change stack up, more and more states are saying, what if we did this for climate damages?
Abigail, tell us about this lawsuit. Who is suing the state and what are their biggest allegations?
Yeah, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and American Petroleum Institute filed the lawsuit in federal district court last week. API lobbies on behalf of the fossil fuel industry. There's a lot in the lawsuit. It takes what lawyers I talked to called a kitchen sink approach. But a few things stand out. Namely, the chamber and the fossil fuel lobby allege that Vermont doesn't have the jurisdiction to collect these payments. They argue the state is doing something only the federal government can do. The lawsuit also casts doubt over Vermont's ability to draw a clear link between damages it's incurred from climate change and emissions created by the products these companies sell.
It sounds like they're raising some questions about jurisdiction and about the state of climate science. What do scientists actually have to say about it?
So this work of quantifying how much worse a natural disaster was because of climate change, and then determining how much that cost is and who should pay, it's called attribution science, and it's a field of science that's advancing quickly. Scientists I spoke with say there are well-established, peer-reviewed models that are being used today to do this work, and that this claim by the chamber and the fossil fuel lobby, it doesn't hold water. This is especially true for extreme rainfall, which is one of the climate change impacts that's proven most expensive in Vermont. For example, scientists were able to quantify how much more water fell during Hurricane Harvey than would have absent impacts of climate change. But lawyers, they say that established as the science may be, it will likely face a lot of scrutiny in the courts.
And Vermont isn't the only state to try this approach, trying to get fossil fuel companies to pay for climate damages that were made worse by their products, right? What could this lawsuit mean for other states looking at similar laws?
New York just passed its own version of this law, and states like Massachusetts and California are considering similar legislation. Lawyers I talked to say this is only the first of what they expect will be many lawsuits over Vermont's law. And I'll note, it's still early. Vermont hasn't even tallied its total damages or handed any of the companies a bill. The fight will likely get bigger once companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron are involved. Lawyers I talked to also called this a shot across the bow from industry groups. They wanted to send a strong message that Vermont is in for a good fight. They also said that much of this wades into new territory for the courts. At least one legal scholar said this climate superfund issue could go to the Supreme Court. So it's going to be costly. But there could be opportunity as other states see lawsuits to team up and share legal resources. And of course, the payoff for Vermont could be quite big.
Okay, big question though. What happens next?
Vermont has an opportunity to respond, and a judge will have to make a decision about whether the case can proceed. The costs of adapting to climate change are already proving to be staggering. Flooding in 2023 alone cost Vermont north of $1 billion. And many people who were flooded still aren't whole. Absent the federal government stepping in to take action, states are starting to say who should pay for this, and some are deciding it shouldn't be their citizens.
That's Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter, Abigail Giles. Thanks, Abigail.
Thanks for having me, Mary.